Hi, my name is Meg Lamb.
And I'm Walt Rogers.
And you're listening to This Isn't Working, where we discuss relationships and how they can become what you really want.
Meg and I started this podcast because we realized that our own internal stories were the only things preventing us from being happy, satisfied, and fulfilled in relationships.
So if you're thinking, this isn't working, is it time for a change? Hey, everyone. Welcome to today's episode. We are going to continue a little bit on, or pick up where we left off, I guess, about last episode where we were discussing new roles.
Yes. And what we do in a relationship that is fun.
Well, what we're talking about is how we've established a wonderful foundation in our relationship and how can we just be in it and enjoy it and enjoy what we've created.
And the reason why we're having the podcast is because it's worth getting to this place.
Right. Look at all the stuff we've done to create it. And now we're in a place where we get to just enjoy it.
Yes. It's worth it, I guess, is the podcast undertone here.
Well, and also that there is a little bit, right? There's always some residual stuff that's just kind of hanging out. And we had a really fun experience over this past weekend where we went to Sawyer, Michigan. We live in Illinois, if you guys don't know. We went to Sawyer, Michigan for the weekend and something just kind of popped up and we were both like, oh man, that's old and we don't want to go there. Like what else is available to us if we don't live in that realm of like, I'm mothering Walt and like,
and I'm in need of one.
And and he's, you know, and then I'm controlling. So go on, tell him what happened.
It's just so trivial, but it drops deep. Meg has got, takes these things called trace minerals, you know, and 20 drops and you have the planet inside of you. All the minerals you want. And so I'm like, hey, I'll take the planet inside of me. You know, and so I'll just put 20 drops on my tongue. And then she's like, you won't like that. And all of a sudden, here, let me get you some water. Let me do this. Let me do that. I'm like,
oh my God.
Give me the dropper. I'll just put them. If it's bad, I'll stop at 10, you know?
Right. As if he's incapable of making that choice for himself. Like, why is my choice, why is my way better than his way? Why do I know better? He's not even asking for an opinion. I don't even ask him if he's asking for an opinion. I'm just like, start orchestrating everything. Like, no, you do it this way. You won't like it.
And the seduction there is, oh, this woman is really working for me. Wow. So maybe I will do it this way. Maybe she's right. Maybe it'll burn my tongue. All this stuff is in my
head.
But
it was super swift where I was like, wait, you know what?
Do it.
You do it however you want to do it. Right. And he, what did you do?
Yeah. I said, yeah, give me those things. And so I just did it. You know, it's no big deal. You know, how hard or how painful are drops of minerals on your tongue? Not very. You know, it's a weird taste, but so what? You know, it's like taking a strange salt. And I, by the way, recommend it. It's this, what's it called? Trace?
Trace mineral drops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're, you know.
Our water is, we drink highly filtered water. And while it gets out all the things we don't
chlorine
want.
Chlorine and fluoride.
It also gets out some of the things that are essential.
In water.
And so I replenish that with something called trace mineral drops.
So the key, the takeaway on this odd exchange in that morning in Michigan is that we can quick go through it. Like, no, I don't get, just hand me the drops. I'll take care of it. If it burns my tongue, I'll say you were right, you know, and then.
And who even cares if I was? Like, if I don't need to be right, what else is available?
That is a nice undertone also. Who needs to be right? So what? Do it your way. Fine.
Right.
Great.
Right.
On so many levels.
I mean, sometimes isn't there always that in relationships, isn't there always that little like bit of a bite where people are like, I told you so. Yeah. I told you it would be that way. And I mean, I get it where it comes from, but it doesn't ever play out in a way that's beneficial for both of us. It's, you know, I don't like it, and I didn't want to be in that position anymore.
When I had to be right, it was always oddly as a way to show Meg, see how important I am?
Yeah.
See how good I am for you? I was right.
Yeah. I think that's typical for most people, right?
That was typical for me, that I have let go.
Mm-hmm.
You have to want me or not.
Right. Oh, yes.
You have to see value in our relationship or not.
And right.
I have to be strong enough to say there might be an or not.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do we do with that?
Yeah. But again, like, not again, but another way that I see this, or what happened as a result of this, even more appropriately said, is if I'm not mothering and you're not, I don't know what, receiving, being
needy.
Needy.
If needy were a turn on.
And you're not needy, then who are we? And what could we do with this day where I'm not having to control what happens? And, you know, and it turns out to be so much more fun and so much more is available to us.
It's the freedom of not having an expectation of how Meg was supposed to act, and the freedom of saying, oh, if you want that, that's okay. Then let me go do this, without saying, you should want to be with me right now. We're on a vacation weekend.
Oh, because while it's talking about, I went out to the porch and I did a, I was recording a reel. So I was probably out there for like 20 minutes. And right. Yeah. I hear what you're saying there.
You know, just,
or that's where just, I'm tying it in here.
Yeah. I'm tying it in that respect in all instances. Like if someone wants to get up earlier, okay. You know, if someone wants to do things like that.
Yeah.
One person may want to work out in the morning. One person may not.
Right.
That's okay.
Yeah. You know? Exactly. Oh, I'm going to go for a walk. Okay. I'm going to sit here and have coffee. Yes. And just knowing that that's great, that that's okay, that it's allowable, that it's actually, it creates more opportunity in our relationship. Because the other person feels fulfilled in what they want to do and then can come back and now we're fully present together. Like, okay, I did that. What do you want to do now?
Right.
Where are we going to go? Well, I was like, let's go for a walk along the tracks. And again, like if I don't have to be right, I could be like, well, no, there's this awesome trail that I know about. Maybe we should go do that instead. Or, well, this person said that this walk over here was supposed to be really cool. Like I asked what you wanted to do. Am I using it for and so am I using it as an opportunity to say, yeah, I want to participate in something that you think is fun? Or am I using it as an opportunity to be like, well, I know better than you know, you know? So yeah, he's like, let's walk over here. I was like, let's. And so just catching myself every time asking, how do I want to participate in this relationship? And it's in this way.
Yeah. And as the other partner, you appreciate that there isn't some always filter or assessment about what you're suggesting. Well, yes, but these trails, like, okay. I mean, of course we're going to share information, but not always the I know better mentality.
Right. And I was just going to say that. Thank you for bringing that up. It's not that we don't, like, if I genuinely oppose to something, of course I'm saying, yeah, no, I don't really want to do that. That doesn't sound like something I'd enjoy or like. And then we offer other options. But it's really the intention with which I would oppose, right? Like it's not just because I want to be better than or know something more than, or I want to be in control. It's we share information and then we come to a decision.
And also, being open to everything that's possible,
mm-hmm.
and it does have its challenges.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, on Friday night when we're driving to the place in Michigan, we're going to stay this glorious place in Sawyer, and Meg said, I want to offer something that we haven't done. And I wonder if you'd be open to it. So right away, it's like, I can't back down from this. Whatever this is, what is she going to say? And so then she says, I think we should go to a karaoke bar together and we should both sing. You know, you sing and then I sing. I'm like, what? Because, you know, one of my long-term goals, you know, out there is to get voice lessons because I don't sing well. It just sounds like, you know, Meg has said, every time you sing, you sound like it's country. I'm like,
Give him a little preview.
Yeah.
Do something right now.
I will not.
Do it. Do it. Go ahead. What's one of your favorites?
I can't hold out. Talk to my baby on the telephone. She said, stop what you're doing and come on home. I said, I can't hold out. I can't hold out too long. I got a real good feeling talking to you on the telephone. Okay, so Eric Clapton does a lot better. This is 465 Ocean Street, that album he did when he was in San Francisco. Great song. And I'd like to sing it better. And so the thing is, when you're open like that and the person's like, I'd really like to do this, you gotta be a gamer.
Yes, I love that. That's the exact.
You gotta be a gamer.
That's the most important thing that I think we're saying here. If you're saying, hey, come on, it would be fun and it's important to you and you're expressing a real desire.
Yeah.
Right? Not to just like shut it down. Right. Like, no, I can't.
You know I can't sing.
Oh my God. That would be so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So actually, to practice for the karaoke, we were by the fireside Friday night. I said, okay, so you do the backgrounds on this.
Gambler.
Temptations. Can't get next to you. Let me hear. Next to you. So I was like, so you sing the vocals in the background, because Meg has a very nice voice. So you sing the vocals in the background, and I'll say the lead, and then I'll be okay. And so then all of a sudden we're practicing, and the background vocals are dominating my lead, which, you know,
it was hilarious. Yeah. Except I remember it being more with the gambler, and you were like, wait a minute, you're now singing the whole song. And right. I was like, oh, right, sorry, right. I've taken over. That was hilarious. But
anyway, that's fun. And, you know, a little bit of synchronicity. The karaoke was open on Friday, but not on Saturday. I was bummer.
Sad. So we are, you know, just doing things differently, things that we wouldn't normally do together. We're going outside of what's quote unquote comfortable to us. I mean, nothing wrong, of course, with still doing things we enjoy so much, hiking and biking and being outdoors and being in nature and bringing in some things that we haven't yet experienced together.
Yes.
And keeping it fresh and keeping the doors open, because what that does is create opportunities for us to connect in different ways and to laugh and to like to share those experiences and to say how it was for each of us. And that really, it helps me know him.
Yeah. And keeps us growing individually and as an us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it. Should we leave him with the gambler? You got no when to hold him. No when to fold them. No when to walk away. No when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting. When the dealing's done.
That was me at the end with the dealing's done. I don't know if you noticed
that. Good job. Yeah, okay. Good job. High five. Thanks, everyone. Until next time.
Okay, bye.
Doing this podcast has given Meg and I the chance to face issues both on and off the air. Because it has challenged us to be more transparent and direct, the podcast has really strengthened our relationship.
Are there topics or questions you'd like us to cover? What do you want to know about strengthening your relationship? Would you like to work further with us? If so, send us an email at meg@meglamm.net.